This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And with us in the studio is Jim Dodgen, independent market strategist. Good to have you with us today, Jim. So what are we talking about? We're looking at the euro.
Euro against the dollar, first of all. And then we're going to have a look at Dr. Cooper.
Okay, so what's happening with the euro and dollar at present?
Well, we've had a really nice rally in the last 4 weeks since the new year. We posted a nice double bottom at 103, 40, 50, right at the end of 2016. And then in the last week or so, we finally got through this 107.07 retracement, which is also the return line of the double bottom. So that should therefore trigger that reversal pattern. For the time being, though, we've stalled at 108.20.30, which is a nice combination of a couple of Fibonacci retracements. You've got the slightly longer term one from May 2016, and then the shorter one from the kind of, I think it was November 2016 high. Now, if we can break up through there, then you've got a lot more to come, I think, on the euro dollar, with typically the target of that double bottom sits around 111.55, which takes us to, you can't see it on this chart, the middle of the range that we've seen since over the last 2 years, since the beginning of 2015. So I think there's much more to come, even though we've rallied the best part of 4.5 cents in the last 4 or 5 weeks. I think you can see a lot more to come in terms of euro strength against dollar weakness.
But haven't we also been helped by one of Trump's lackeys saying that the euro is grossly undervalued? I mean, that's a gift. I mean, it's a currency war ready to happen, and you know, the fundamentals are matching that technical.
Absolutely.
Setup.
For once, the fundamentals have caught up with what the technicals are saying. And I think the technicals have got, you're a very strong position here, very strong indicator that there's more to come. Whether you can break above the kind of 111.15 level that has capped for the last 2 or 3 years is open to debate. But in the short term, you know, you've got quite a bit of upside here as far as the euro is concerned.
Okay, so let's move on to copper. So,
big decline for Dr. Copper since the all-time high in 2011. The last kind of 6 weeks or so, we saw the biggest rally, biggest short-term rally in that five-year period. We broke a trend line, and now after a bit of consolidation at this kind of above one, was it about 53.90, which is the FIBO of the bounce that we've seen from the low, it looks as though it's going to go up through this 60.45 20-month high. We then start to target 64.80, which was the May 2015 high, and then there's a big kind of test of copper bull's resolve at 65.61, which is the Fibonacci retracement of the longer term downtrend. But you know, that's still worth what is it, $600 at the moment, 10% roughly. Quite a nice little punt there for anyone willing to take on this idea that Dr. Copper's kind of resumed its role as the kind of barometer of where everyone wants to be.
Clearly the big turnaround came with the election of Trump and his infrastructure promises.
Well, I think in copper it kind of started a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you can see from the lows of about a year ago that we've got a series of higher lows, and which kind of would be an indicator that things have turned around. But yeah, the election of Trump seemed to have been the kind of the trigger for all of this kind of rally.
But isn't the big thing here, I mean, just we've come off the back of a 5 year plus decline. I mean, you wouldn't expect this to just fizzle out within a few weeks. I mean, it's a deep structural change, positive change for the chart. And
you'd like to think so. And I think if we can get above that 60 level, which if you can see there was also been support since 2011. A couple of times, late 2011, 2013, you know, the bear market tested it and rallied off it. Now I think there's a chance that it can go back above there, back up to the kind of, you know, 7,000 kind of level.
So you definitely think it's one to watch?
Absolutely.
Jim, thank you. Jim Dodgen there, who's an independent market strategist.